We're all thankful that, you know, we don't have any injuries and certainly not a fatality. But I think everyone has talked to Brent Gilkey, everyone in the region. And Brent says there's over 100 linemen that came in from other areas to help. You know, with these light poles, that's what takes so long is to mm-hmm. is to get those poles put back up and service restored. So, you know, we know it's going to take some time. And I think he's estimating by the end of the week. And from what I've witnessed and the damage that I've witnessed, that's pretty impressive to know that they could be back online by the end of the week.